Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Whole bunch of stuff going on in D.C. We welcome in Congressman Larson from the 1st District. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to start with a bone to pick. I mean, I know that Pratt's in your district, you know, but, you know, WTIC also turned 100 this year. We could use a shout-out on the floor.
Well, hey, that's an important thing, you know. And, I got to say this. TIC is always important, but you don't have 23,000 employees and are the lead manufacturer in the world. But nonetheless, you're equally and as vitally important, Brian, and especially having a personality as dynamic as you in the morning. Come on, right. A failure on my part. I'll make it up to you.
Thank you. And as Matt just said in my ear, it's like, well, we have like 23 employees, but we're trying. Obviously, it's an interesting time, Congressman. I want to get to some stuff in D.C., but, I mean, you got two people already into primary, two considering it. One is, you know, sitting state rep, and one the former mayor of Hartford.
Sure.
Two-parter. I'm not supposed to ask two parters, but one is, are you surprised? And the second part is, why do you think this is happening?
Well, I'm never surprised by anything in politics, and that's clear. And listen, anybody in this great system of ours is welcome to run for public office, and people ought to be encouraged to run for public office. It's a great service to the nation, and we need it. And I can't speak to why they're running. I can speak to why I'm running, and that's, they'll have to come on the show and tell you why they're running and what they hope to accomplish. But I'm running on my record, Brian, and what we've been able to deliver for the district. But more importantly, you know, I've been working for more than a decade on Social Security, and now we're in a position to have this bill, which Congress hasn't enhanced in 54 years, to bring that to the floor, to chair that committee and pass that legislation. The issue in this campaign is all about cost of living and its impact on people. And their people are hurting currently and now, and especially people on fixed incomes. And Social Security is the number one anti-poverty program for the elderly and the number one anti-poverty program for children. People only have to look at their pay stub and read FICA, federal insurance contribution. Whose? Theirs. And Congress needs to act, and we have a bill, a plan, and the support of 350 organizations and the Democratic leadership from Hakeem Jeffries right on down to get this job done. The 14th of August is the 90th anniversary of Social Security, and we're using that as a platform and a kickoff to make sure this message gets out all across the country.
We're talking with Congressman John Larson here from the 1st District. I'm Brian and Company. A couple quick questions on the race, if you will. In all honesty, is this a bit of a wake-up call for you? I think it was, Paz pointed out in his article, you know, you had a couple local events to your schedule. You know, I mean, is this something where this has got your juices flowing?
Well, I think it's more inspirational than anything else, because it gets the juices flowing once again. And politics is very competitive. And as I said before, anyone has the right to run for public office. And therefore, it gives you the opportunity, and frankly, it gives you the opportunity to go back and both look at what you've been able to do, what you've been able to accomplish. What's your proposal? But it's never about yesterday. It's always about the future and what you are going to do for the people you're sworn to serve. And yes, that has given me a boost of energy and frankly, a little excitement too. And so I welcome the challenge.
Did ask you to...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
To stand down?
Pardon?
Did Luke Bronin ask
yeah,
you,
did,
like...
Well, look, I like Luke Bronin. I like Jillian. I don't know the other candidates as well. He did. God bless him. That's, again, that's his right. And he said, I want you to think about it. And I said, I don't have to think about it, Luke. If you know anything about me, you know that I'm not going to turn my back and give up on the very people, 10,000 baby boomers a day who become eligible for Social Security. I would not have put in this kind of effort to take this issue to the very top of the heap in terms of legislative priorities and then say, and then walk away when we're on the verge of accomplishing something as important to more than 70 million people, 146,000 people just in the first congressional district alone. And then also to continue the fight against Donald Trump and Doge and people prying into your personal records. This is what we're down there for, and people have been impacted by the big, beautiful bill, and we're fighting now to do that. More than 186,000 residents of Connecticut will see their average household costs increase by $1,500 just in premium increases because of health care. I know some of them have talked about my health, but it's about the health of the economy. It's about the health of people. It's about the health of for women's reproductive rights. These are the kinds of things that we're fighting for down there, Brian, and why I think it's so important.
You know, I have a bunch more questions, but as always, we're tight on time. I do want to ask you about
that. Coming back again on the show.
Yes,
I
look forward to it.
So we can properly celebrate the 100 years, Brian.
Absolutely. You know, Mike Johnson ending the legislative session and going to vacation early because he didn't want to vote on Epstein. It's kind of interesting that now Democrats are clamoring for it to come out. I mean, I want to know what your thought is on what Mike Johnson did, but also what do you think should be done about this whole story?
Well, I think that first and foremost, I think they ought to release it. And obviously, it's created an enormous problem. There are a number of Republicans who want to see the report released as well. And Johnson is, as you pointed out, adjourned early. We should be there working on the very issues we described. They adjourned early. And, you know, we have big issues in front of us, again, as it relates to cost of living in this, you know, post-COVID inflationary times. People are feeling the crunch, and that's what Congress should be down there doing. You know, to be brutally honest about it, I haven't followed the Epstein stuff very, very closely, et cetera. Nothing surprises me about Trump or what might be in there, et cetera. But it is the wrong reason to shut down the Congress and go home. No question about that.
Congressman, thank you for the time, and I look forward to continuing the conversation. And, you know, I know it's Thursday, but have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brian. Look forward to talking with you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.